Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There Hi. Sure are. Hello! And if you are enjoying this, you're liking us, make sure you subscribe, leave a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. iTunes and or whatever the fuck. Podspot. There's a million podcasts.
Podspot?
Podspot's probably not a thing, but it should be. Who's going to start it? Who's going to start a new podcast listening?
I'm starting a company for weighted blankets made of the ashes of loved ones.
That is depressing. What are you going to call it?
The weight of love.
Oh, wow. That is so morbid.
I know.
You know, you could just get a weighted blanket. And it probably will do the trick.
Mm-hmm. But I want to know that there's someone in it. I want to know that there's someone there with me.
You think that they're really there in the pile of ashes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think the person in those ashes is looking down and being like, oh, for fuck's sake, move on. Get your life together. Not if it was Nicole. She'd be like, never move on. Make a statue.
I just
make love
feel
to the
like
statue of me.
This could be a really lucrative thing because I think there's a lot of fucked up people out there that want to be with their loved ones all the time.
That creeps me out.
You know that people make stones out of their loved ones' ashes?
That seems less. Could you condense, put enough pressure around the ashes that become a stone to then make a diamond?
Mm-hmm. That's what people do. They make these stones.
I'm
going to
get an infinity gauntlet of all of the dead people in my life.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's
brilliant. It really is.
I mean, the stone thing doesn't seem as weird to me.
By the way, it looks like you have a Coke nail.
Oh, yeah, because all my nails fell off. So those of you who are just listening, I pulled off all of my nails and then lost momentum, and the last one's still there. So
it looks like her Coke nail.
It does happen to be the pinky. I wish I was that fun. My hands started getting sore and I gave up.
That is so funny to me.
Arthritis! Thank you. I'm so LA. Listen, you guys, it's Ant-Man and the Wasp time. Oh, fuck. He's back.
I
Scott
was really
Lang.
Excited to see this because Evangeline, what's her name? Evangeline Lilly or Lily? What's the actress's name? She's a smoke show.
Oh, yeah. She's a babe.
Anywho, so what this takes place 2 years after the original Ant-Man.
Yeah. And also, well, we realize later it's going on in tandem kind of with what was going on with Infinity War.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, Scott Lang. He is under house arrest because he was involved with the Avengers in the violation of the Sokovia Accords. Of course, last time we saw him a couple movies back, he showed up at that fight. He got really gigantic. It's a whole situation. So he's been on house arrest. Hank Pym and his hot daughter.
Who created the original Ant-Man suit.
Yeah, yeah. They have figured out how to open up a tunnel to the quantum realm.
So basically when Hank Pym saw
Scott come back
from the quantum realm, he was like, oh shit, I think my wife's still alive. She's there. She's just stuck there.
Yeah, like when he realized, oh, you can come back. That was like mind-blowing for him.
Yeah. So he has this renewed, you know, search for his wife thing.
Yeah, and we learned that Scott Lang, when he did go to the quantum realm, didn't realize it, but he somehow became quantumly entangled with Janet. So they have this weird connection where she kind of can like send messages through him. Mm-hmm. And it allows him to like get this message that she's in there. So
he sees her in a dream. And in the dream, he's there's
it's a
little
very
girl,
vivid dream.
And the little girl is actually the Wasp.
Hope.
Hope's self as a kid.
A bunch of stuff is going down just like 3 days before his house arrest is over.
By the way,
that's when he has the dream.
So he also on his house arrest, he is his daughter, who he now who his ex-wife and her husband,
Bobby Cannavale.
He's
so hot.
That sweet, sweet Italian me.
Like he seems like he would hit a woman and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it seems like he would hit me and I'd be like, that felt really good.
Just come instantly. And yeah. I don't mean to throw him under a bus. I'm sure he's a very nice man. He's probably never hit a woman.
I'd let him throw me under a bus.
Oh, literally. And fuck me under the bus. Fuck my dead body that's been hit by the bus.
Well, just let my dead body drag while he fucks me.
He just has that,
he
like...
He just rides me like a surfboard.
He just seems like every character he plays is like a little bit of a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like bad boy hot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Like he knows guys in the neighborhood who would do bad things.
He's like, I know a guy.
I know a guy. He's got you got legs now. You're not going to have legs later.
Why is that guy going to fuck me till I can't walk? What's going on? Bobby. Where is the movie about that just cop husband of his ex-wife?
No, oh, he's so fucking hot. Anywho, so they're a happy family now. They all get along. Scott creates an obstacle course in his house so he can hang out with his daughter.
That's how we open on seeing him. It's like,
yeah,
it's like they're on like a crazy secret mission and they're just going through like cardboard and they slide down the stairs.
And
also,
then what
great
happened?
House.
Great house.
You're an ex-con. That's a very nice house.
Yeah. Well, that's Avenger money.
Ugh.
Anywho, so he's sliding down the slide thing and he ends up busting through the fence.
The
in
fence
the backyard
with his foot. Where, and his just foot. Where his ankle monitor is.
And so they have him violating his parole.
And they're like, beep, 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 beep.
Like ankle monitors are that precise. Come on.
I mean, maybe nowadays. I don't know. Are they? There's
not,
no way.
Not dangle a foot over.
No, because that would be such a hassle because it would get falsely set off all the time. But anyways, it, you know, raises the alarm. Jimmy Woo from the FBI. Apparently he's on house arrest from the FBI, which
great,
I guess.
Great character. Great actor.
Who? What is that guy's name? He's so funny.
He's
I've
so
seen
good.
Him in other things. He's so fucking funny. So great as this like cop who's on to you, but also like wants you to be his friend. It's such a great, it feels like something you
What's
would make up
name?
In an improv class or as
Frank
like a sketch character.
Frank, our patron, Frank, you can be part of our Patreon and be here for the live tapings. Patreon.com/2filthynerds.
But since Scott has that dream, he's like, I've got to contact Pim. He's like, I've got to get in touch with him. Something's fucking up. And so he attempts to contact them and be like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but XYZ with this fucking, I think Janet is somehow in touch with me. We got to figure it out. But he doesn't want to leave his house. But Hope and her dad, Randall Park. Yes. Thank you. God, it was on the tip of my fucking tongue. Incredible actor. They kidnap him because he's like, well, I can't leave.
Wait, Evangeline Lilly was a COVID denier and then apologized.
That's going on in our chat. So fun facts from if you want to be part of our live chat. Again, can't stress it enough. Patreon.com/2fillynerds. You get lots of fun facts. By the way, we don't read them all out loud. Some of it's just going off in the chat because we can't get to them all.
Yeah.
So you're missing really cool information. And that's wild that she was a COVID denier. But then she apologized. So like, what did she realize? Oh, it actually is that big of a deal. Whoopsie-daisy. Do you think she realized that? Or do you think she's like, my career is going to be over. I better apologize.
I refuse to believe that anybody comes to their senses on their own. It's when they're threatened with the loss of
money and opportunity.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone she knows died of COVID.
Maybe. If you get, at this point, we all know someone who died of COVID.
Yeah, what do you have no friends? You don't know somebody who died of COVID? God, grow up.
Yeah, that's crazy that someone could not.
You antisocial?
What are you living under a rock?
Thanos disease? So they kidnap Lang, but they, because he's all like, I can't go right now. I can't do it. I have 3 days. And I'm like, no, we need to fucking get on this. And they replace him with a decoy.
The decoy is an ant.
Is an ant. They keep,
with the ankle bracelet on.
Yeah. And that way he's not just sitting in one place because in this world.
Yeah. In this world.
They monitor every move in your fucking house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is not a thing.
Not a thing. Sorry.
It's not. Unless can someone, if someone has gone to prison or is an ex-con and can prove us wrong and maybe they stack your house with cameras now. I don't think so.
It's not a thing. That's not a thing. It's an invasion of privacy. World. And so the aunt is him with the ankle bracelet on, and then it's them driving to see Hank, and it's Evangeline Lilly and Scott in a mini car.
Oh yeah, they like have a quantum shrinky car where they just like through traffic underneath shit,
so nobody will see them, which was really fun.
Yeah, and it's basically what happened to Hank, this dream he had, not Hank, Scott, confirms in Hank's mind. Oh, that's because it's so detailed, and he calls her, he like, she uses names that were like actual nicknames that she used for her daughter. So they're like, oh, she's still in there, and she's like trying to let us know that. So now their goal is to create a more stable quantum tunnel so that they can take a vehicle into the realm. They're like, they have a vehicle basically with this shrunken car situation that kind of, I guess, acts as a protective barrier from you like completely losing it too quickly.
So the piece that they need to get this done, they need to get from an arms dealer.
Yeah, a guy named Sonny Birch, who, what was that? Who's that actor again?
Can't remember, but it was really good.
Born to be an evil genius. Yeah. And of course,
he's like, he double crosses them because he's like, oh, I can make more money off of Pim's research.
So he's like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to like, yeah. I want to know what this is for.
Yeah.
So he's like trying to basically stick up Hope and Walton Goggins. What a name.
Walton Goggins.
That's so ridiculous. David Goggins, someone said. David Goggins sounds a little bit more like a normal name, but like, I want him to be Walton Goggins.
I mean, what if he names his dog Walton?
Somebody is Walton Goggins.
That's, Walton is the name of a dog.
Walton is the name of an old man.
Walton is the name of an English bulldog. Walton.
I want an English bulldog named Walton Goggins. Ah, it doesn't matter. We sound like fucking ding-dongs. Somebody out there is a diehard Walton Goggins fan, whoever that is, and they're like, how dare you disrespect
Walton Goggins? By the way, Walton Goggins also sounds like it should be Sir Walton Goggins.
So, you're right.
That's got to be a sir.
Sir Walton Goggins. He's been knighted by the queen herself. So in this attempt,
by the way, real quick about the queen, I can't believe she's still alive.
Oh, barely. She's hanging on by a thread. She could be dead. They could be weakened at Bernie Zing, Queen Elizabeth. I mean, it's amazing how much hate will keep you alive.
Guys, can somebody in the chat please tell us how old the queen is?
93, I believe. I don't know.
She's got to be older than that. She's got to be close to 100. I think the queen might be.
93 is pretty close to 100.
Is it, though?
It's a lot closer than we are.
82.
Yeah. She's very old.
What if you just hit 93 and then you just start telling everybody you're 100?
You're just like, fuck it.
I think it's really funny. 96. Remember when you were a kid and like you would be like, I'm 4 and a half. I'm 6 and a half.
Like you
it's
so
like
desperately half- wanted to be older.
Yeah. And now we're like, we just lie about our ages. And then at some point as we get older, we're like, yep, 83 and a half.
You're like, fuck it. I made it really far.
Yeah.
It's, dude, age is a mind fuck.
It really is. You know what else is a mind fuck? That the fact that they, and let's begin to get back to the ant wasp.
They try to attack Hope, but she manages to toss on her wasp outfit, starts fucking up Birch and his men. But then this fucking weird, quantumly unstable ghost lady, like it's a ghost lady. She's like coming in and out of reality.
It's a glitchy ghost lady.
Yeah. In a mask, attacks her. And Scott tries to fight her off as well. But this woman fucking escapes. With the whole lab, which, by the way, has
they been shrink the whole lab. And this is my favorite part, is that they can shrink everything down so small. And my favorite part is the box of what looks like little Tonka trucks, like little racing cars.
Oh, yeah. It's like these are our vehicles.
Our vehicles. And he has it in a little like plastic box that you would keep like friendship bracelets.
Can you imagine if someone you had a serious emergency going on and then a grown man was like, don't worry. We've got these. You'd be like, oh, I am so fucked. This is a crazy person. And he's got his Hot Wheels out.
So funny to me. And the fact that they shrink the lab down into something that has wheels and they can transport it like luggage.
Which is like cool, but also clearly not a great idea. I mean, they had to move it because it was at risk of being broken into. And there's a quantum tunnel that they can't have people find out. But it's like now someone has just walked away with an entire laboratory.
So she, this chick, we come to find out, we're going to take a break, you guys.
Hey, you guys, before we get into it, because there's a whole bunch of fucking shit that's about to happen. We will be right back. And we're back. Okay, so the lab has been stolen by glitchy ghost woman. This forces Pym, he's now going to go visit with an old partner that apparently hasn't talked to in years, Bill Foster. They're estranged. Apparently he's estranged from a lot of people. So you have to go like, is everyone evil and Hank Pym is sniffing it out? Or is Hank Pym maybe not that easy to work with?
I don't think he's easy to work with at all. I mean, he's also played by, what's his face?
Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas.
Is that Kirk or is it Michael?
That's Michael Douglas. Sorry. Kirk is his brilliant father.
Look a lot alike. But
so, look so much alike.
The older he gets, the more he looks like.
I'm just still surprised Michael Douglas is alive. For some reason, I thought he died.
It's because Kirk Douglas died. Did Kirk Douglas die?
I don't think Kirk. I think Kirk Douglas is dead.
I think it's because he looks like Kirk Douglas.
So much that I thought he died.
And you're like, wow, that guy's dead. Well, also, is Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, are they all in the same family? Is that
I think
a thing?
There's a lot of crossover in there.
What a crew of dudes. They're all brothers. Why do they all have different last names? Because they wanted to not be like, I don't want to live in the shadow of Kirk Douglas. It doesn't matter. Listen,
anyways, Foster, like, I'm going to help you find the lab.
Who is played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Fucking, what's his name from The Matrix?
And she, the girl, name? Her name's Ava Starr. Lawrence Fishburne. Neo. Or,
Morpheus. Thank Morpheus, you. Jesus, thank I kept you. Wanting to say Neo. You guys, dude, we need to rewatch The Matrix.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So he's like, I'll totally help you. But then all of a sudden that fucking ghost lady shows up and captures all three of them because what the fuck? She's been working with Foster. Apparently, her name is Ava Starr.
And so Ava was is the daughter of this guy, Elias, who used to be a partner with Pym. And Elias and his wife both died in the same experiment that caused Ava's unstable glitchy state.
Which apparently, according to Pym, it's like he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. He was trying to test this thing that wasn't ready. And that's how he died. So it's like, are they even, that's probably why he's a former partner because he just fucking died. So Ava is
in pain.
She's dying from whatever's going on with her, but also constant pain. She
so
basically
she has rheumatoid arthritis.
I was like, I get you, girl. And I was like, is there a quantum tunnel that could take care of my bones? Like, what the fuck? Also, she gets to disappear and reappear. I just have to be here the whole time.
But Hank is like, whoa, wait a minute. Ava believes that Janet's quantum energy can somehow save her, but it's going to kill her.
But for some reason, she can't just go like absorb her own quantum energy, which is fucking, how does that make sense? But Janet, because of whatever she's done to survive down there, has transformed. She's a different person than she was when she went in. And somehow that energy will
save her.
Yeah. Get rid of her pain, keep her alive. And of course, as you said, kill Janet. So Hank's like, I don't fucking, they don't even think it, they don't even say it will kill Janet. It's just Hank's smarter than them. And he's like, that's going to kill Janet. And he's just on the cusp of getting her back. And so he's like, fuck you. And they escape with the lab. They get the lab and they run out. And they have to find an area big enough to
put the lab.
So they end up in the middle of the fucking woods, which honestly kind of makes you wonder like what's going on in the woods. You know what I mean? What if someone's doing that right now? What if there's a fucking quantum lab that just sprung up in Big Bear?
Why Big Bear? Why the Big Bear woods?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, you'd probably go to a more woody woods.
Yeah, I mean, I would go Pacific Northwest, somewhere middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like Big Bear's a populated area.
Well, I would get caught.
Okay.
I wanted to see the lake. And they're like, okay, well, now we've killed a family
and
we're being
arrested. You picked a vacation spot. You have to pick remote, like, even like Canada.
We have to go somewhere remote, like Kona.
By the way, this is taking place in San Francisco. I mean, where are they finding these woods? Those are cone-bearing trees.
The redwoods.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
But they were in like coniferous trees. Those weren't redwoods.
Oh, when did you become a tree expert?
A trexpert.
What are you, a treeologist?
You're a trollop.
I need a triotomy. So anyways, kaboom, kill a bunch of trees, just like the construction workers in the Amazon, by springing up a lab. No, actually, don't they find a conveniently, randomly open...
Yeah.
A spot large enough for a giant building in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. And they're able to open a stable quantum tunnel. Where they're like, all right, we're going in. And they somehow contact Janet, who she's using Scott like a medium, but also as sort of like a GPS tracker. They're like tracking her through him being connected to her. It's kind of funny because he starts talking as her and he's like holding Hank's hand and like being motherly to Hope, who he for sure has like absolutely banged out. He's just like,
yeah.
You don't see it, but like at the end of the last movie, like for sure they fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
They got wild. She was just covered in whatever ant spray. Probably.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Hot ant loads.
Like a fire ant. Remember? Did you ever try one of those Trojan fire and ice condoms?
No.
In the words of, I believe Steve Fury has a bit about it, but he's like, whole lot of fire. Don't really feel any ice. Like it's like you're on, it's literally feels like you've been maced in the pussy. It's
fire
insane.
And ice.
Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, ooh, it's a warming sensation, but it's like, oh, my genitals are on fire. This is worse than risking pregnancy. This is, I would rather be fucked by a knife. Oh, even saying that hurts me.
I mean, all this talk about sex, I want.
That's so funny. Gene, our producer in the chat, just said changing dick size constantly, and now I'm just thinking about they've got all those little things to throw to make things larger. And you just be like, she's coming over, boop, just fucking. Oh my god.
Could you imagine
only making your dick what like a giant dick?
I'm just imagining you did it while he's inside of you.
Ha!
And all of a sudden, you're just like.
You finally come.
You come the hardest you've ever come in your life right before you die.
Or you just explode into heaven.
You're like, ah!
What a way to go. Come and go at the same time. Just, ah! Well, she died doing what she loved. Coming on a man / ant. Coming on her ant.
Look at you and your pathetic little ant dick. I'll show you.
Man. Do ants have proportionally small dicks? Does anyone know? Do ants have dicks? Do they like mount each other? Anyway, what were we saying? Okay, where did we leave off? They make the tunnel. She's contacted them, but they only have 2 hours before. It's like this weird window period. It's like, you know, when they say the planets all align for like, you know, one moment in history. I think that actually happened in one of the older fucking movies we watched. It was like, oh, all the lining up of the planet. So basically, there's just this one window where they can go in and get her. Otherwise, the realm will be separated from them for like a century. So yeah. They have a very small period of time. Birch, by the way, back at... It's not at their house.
Basically, Scott has these partners.
We met in the last movie. They're like also ex-cons.
Now they all have a business together and they do great business together.
They're trying to get venture capitalists. They're like trying to get it to take off and it's on the verge of, they have this big pitch, so they're all fucking.
But Birch is trying to figure out where Hank and where the lab is, basically.
Yeah.
So he uses this truth serum thing and they keep calling it something else. What were they calling it? And then the guys were like, yeah, so you mean truth serum?
And they're like, no, it's not truth serum. He's like, it sounds like it's truth serum.
Sounds like it's truth serum. And he uses it on them. And then...
on Luis. And he gets like...
Luis does his long-winded storytelling thing. Truth serum.
Which is so great. I love... He's such a great character. Oh,
such a great character. So specific. So wonderful.
I know. And he gives up their exact location, but he also gives up these things. He's like, yeah, we... the business is really on the verge of failing. And they're like, what? And he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell you guys because I didn't want you to like panic, but... we really got to make this deal. Like, he just is like so happily revealing everything. It's not even like whoops-a-daisy. He's like, whoop.
Do you watch Lucifer on Netflix, the show, at all?
No.
He has this power because he's the devil, he can like figure out what people truly desire. And then people will just start confessing things. And it's just so funny always. This kind of reminded me of that.
I want to watch that now.
It's good.
Birch reaches out to the FBI. He's like, we're going to make the FBI do the dirty work and go in and swoop what we need. But Louise at least is cognizant enough. Like, they don't, to me, it's like, this is a crucial failure in a bad guy villain situation. You don't get the truth from someone and then just let them go. Yeah. You got to knock them the fuck out.
And he didn't do that. And so Louise was able to give Scott a heads up.
He's like, yeah, I just told him exactly where you are. And they are on the way with the FBI. He's like, oh, fucking... great.
So the FBI is like, oh, he's violating his house arrest. Let's go get him. So, and he gets there and he's there.
Yeah. Like, he rushes home magically. There's a moment where like, it looks like he's about to get caught. And like, cause the aunt is in his place and he comes out just in the nick of time. It's a very like classic trope, but it's so funny that he's like, what? I've been here the whole time.
What? I've been here the whole time. I wasn't feeling well.
I'm not feeling well. Yeah, where his daughter had just walked in and seen an aunt in the bathtub. And she goes, my dad's not feeling very good. And like, we need to go up there. And then he comes out. And it's like, oh.
Mwah. He's like, yeah, I wasn't feeling.
Movie timing. Anyway.
So Lang is like, oh, shit. I got to go get him and Hope.
Yeah, but the FBI shows up before him to arrest them, which allows Ava... ghost fucking lady.
Ghosty bitch.
Cunty ghost to take the lab. So now Scott's in this position where he's like, I've got to help Hank and Hope out of custody and get the lab back. So I feel like it's always easy with the Ant-Man technology is so good for escaping out of jail and holding.
Yeah.
So that happens real quickly and fucking we see Wu like, no, you know, like they were just here, where the, you know.
There's so much going on. By the way, in this, as I'm reading our outline here.
There were so many moving parts.
I'm like, oh my God, there was so much going on.
Yeah, because you've got the FBI after now Hank and Hope, but also keeping an eye on Lang.
Keeping an eye on Lang.
We've got Birch and his goons. And then you also have fucking Ghost Lady and Morpheus.
Yeah, Ghost and Morpheus trying to do their thing.
Trying to get the technology so they can use it.
So everybody wants this technology. And then finally, Pym is able to go into the quantum realm to get his mommy Dearest.
Yeah,
his lady Dearest.
They escape from jail and they, you know, are able to prop everything up and go into the quantum realm. While Lang and Hope are trying to like hold off Ava, fucking cunty ghost lady.
My favorite thing is the ongoing bit of every time Scott and Hope are in the car together and they're like making googly eyes at each other. And Hank is like, are you guys going to do this? How long are you guys going to do this?
Yeah. Or he's like, can we
move it along?
Yeah. It's an emergency right now. Mm-hmm. So they are, you know, doing their let's hold off fucking cunty ghost lady. But then Birch and his fucking douchebag goody friends show up and attack them. So that allows
Ava to try
get away.
To take Janet's energy.
So now she's like fucking getting into.
So Luis.
Dementor that bitch.
Oh, yeah. That was a very Dementory type thing.
So then ex-cons for the win.
Ex-cons, they come up and they get Birch.
Yeah. They like start a whole chase and shit with him to keep them distracted so that.
Lang and Hope stop Ava.
Yeah. And then Pym.
It looks like
he's not going to make it, though. Like, it looked like he was. Remember when he's in there and he's like,
I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's like so close. And then all of a sudden, she's right there. So he gets her in the car. Holy fuck. She's back. Hightails it out. Ava's there. And like, she's dying. And then even in the car, Janet had been like, you know, I'm changed here. Like something's different. He's like, how did you stay alive? How did you manage to do this? And she's like, I'm not the same person I was. And when we get out there. Yeah. Ava's there.
And then they think, and Janet's like, wait, I got this. And then
Janet's sacrificing yourself.
Janet does this like energy exchange thing to Ava.
She
and
basically does
Ava.
Reiki and like.
Uh-huh. She's a woo-woo bitch.
Yeah. She just puts her hands over her and fucking
stabilizes her.
Shifts some chakras around. And then, yeah. And then Ava becomes full human, which probably a bummer. Would suck for her to be like, I'm fine. And then immediately get rheumatoid arthritis and be like, not even a day. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, oh, she saved this woman. She's still alive. All is well that ends well. But then we see fucking Scott have to rush home again.
Oh, I love that he does the decoy. He puts this giant suit. He like leans the giant Ant-Man suit up against the wall of a building.
Well, that's right. I forgot because the whole scene where he chases after Birch.
He's chasing.
And he explodes the suit into like two. Oh, because his button is fucking broken.
Yeah.
He goes like too big and then like.
And then.
Falls in the sea.
And then. Yeah, falls in the sea.
I can't believe we missed that whole scene. We didn't talk about that whole scene. There's a fucking epic chase scene.
This movie, I gotta say, we're pretty much at the end of it. He makes it home.
Yeah,
We're gonna take a break and then
we'll wrap up and talk about the end credits scene. What's coming next? All right, we're back. As we said, Lang makes it home once again, just in the nick of time, before Wu can catch him. I really feel like Wu needs a friend. It's so funny because what's the book? Oh, because Scott at the beginning, he's like, I've gotten really good at close-up magic. And there's a scene where we see Wu watching like close-up magic university on his computer.
Oh,
it's just really funny. Like he wants to like just be cool, but he doesn't get caught. His arrest is over. And as you said before, the giant empty suit was a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets released and then, he's free. And now Ghost Lady, who's no longer a ghost, and Morpheus, Foster, they are in hiding because they're fucking at large, I guess.
I didn't know that it was Thanos' snap in these.
Oh,
notes,
you didn't get that?
I didn't get that. I thought they all just disappeared somehow.
No, so that's where the timeline meets up because you're going, where are they? Why? So did they survive the snap? But then it's like right at the end, there's a mid-credit scene where they have, they're trying to harvest quantum energy because like, apparently whatever Janet did for Ava was temporary. And so they've got the quantum tunnel, human size, to dive into in the back of this fucking conversion van, mm-hmm. like a little hippie van. Mm-hmm. He dives in to...
And that's real van life.
Yeah. Having a quantum tunnel. Mm-hmm. He goes in because he's going to go like get whatever they need to harvest the energy. And then on the outside, all three of them who are operating this, we see them snap. And so he's on his radio like, hey guys, this isn't funny. Like they're supposed to like,
I
got to
come back. Yeah.
And that's what's, I didn't know you didn't realize that.
No.
No, they all three got lost in Thanos' snap.
Oh, I was like, oh no, technology or I don't know what.
That's so funny that you.
I feel so dumb.
Nah. No, so all three of them. So he's now trapped in the quantum
there
realm.
Was so much going on in this whole movie to the point where it was like it felt like just too many moving parts. There were just too many good guys, bad guys, questionable guys. Just there was just too much going
on. Usually you have like a cat and mouse or sometimes a cat and a cat and a mouse, but this was like four cats and a bunch of mice and then one that's like, is that a cat or a mouse?
And is this cat autistic? I don't know. Like what is going on? There's just a lot.
So much.
And there
going
were
on.
Ants. There were cats. There were dogs. There were mice. There
and
were
there
ants.
There were giant ants, which at the very end, you see a giant ant playing Scott Lang's. He has a drum set, but there's an emergency alert system going off, like an alarm blaring in his house. And it's because the fucking world is ending. That's so funny to me that you didn't realize that's what was going on.
I didn't realize that.
That's fucking hilarious. So what are you thinking now that you know that he's like,
he's fucked. How's he going to get out of that?
And can it's like
the only person, the only person who could help him out of that is Tony Stark.
You think Tony Stark could figure it out? But only if he knew that's what was going on. And Tony Stark, did Tony Stark snap away?
No, he didn't. Tony Stark survived the snap.
He did?
I think he did. Did Tony survive the snap, you guys?
No, he got snapped. He survived. Okay. Fuck. There's so many people it's hard to keep up with. I guess, like, yeah, he was one of the, like, I feel like all the original Avengers.
I gotta be honest. I didn't love Ant-Man.
And I was gonna say, I would think that Doctor Strange would be the one that could do it for some reason, but maybe not. Well, you didn't love what?
I didn't love this one. It was okay.
I like...
It just felt like too much. It just felt like trying to throw in so much stuff. Trying to... It was like... It felt like one of those movies where it's like, oh, we need to introduce a bunch of characters. Let's do it this way.
Well, and it also did feel like I liked the humor, but then it felt like maybe forced, but then it is like, I don't know where things are going to go. So maybe so many of these characters did need to be forced in to, like, I mean, what are we going to see Ava and Foster again? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do they become...
Like, who are they in this?
More. That's right. Tony Stark is on Titan. So he's not, like, immediately there to be helpful either way. But even still, like, there's no one wandering by. And even if there was, they're not going to be like, oh, yes, a quantum tunnel. They're going to go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I don't know how long.
Weren't they on, like, the roof of a parking structure?
Yeah. And so I don't know how long that car.
I mean, nobody wants to park on the roof of a parking structure. So it's not like, and if it's a building. Like,
yeah, no one's going up there.
No one's going up to the roof of a parking
structure. Unfortunately, the snap didn't do anything to take half the cars away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now the cars are still there. But
oh my God, the 405, if you think about snapped and then everyone else would literally snap in their cars. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Can you imagine? No one's moving.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I would go take a nicer car.
Oh yeah, me too. I'd be like, I guess that's all I would do is loot.
Yeah, this land.
I guess I live in this house in Beverly Hills now. I just go door to door and see.
Start Endgame with people stealing people's cars.
It's a lie. It's fake. I can't believe any of it. It's not rooted in reality if you don't see people just moving into the homes of rich people who have been snapped away.
Yeah. Is that how I'm going
to
get a home?
The world would, yeah, that's the only way for any of us to get a home is for Thanos to snap, half of the homeowners to disappear, and then we just start squatting.
Sounds like heaven.
Houses what are was so the thing with Zillow? They were like buying up houses and selling them for higher value. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Remember when people were like trying to cancel Zillow or something?
I've been doing Redfin lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not getting a house.
I know it's there's a house down the street from me for sale, and I tried to look it up, and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I looking? It's like going, oh, only a million.
You guys, that was that. Up next, we have Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and then it's Endgame.
And then Spider-Man
Far From Home. And then that's
it.
That's it. And then we'll probably do the movies from Phase 4, maybe. I don't know. We're definitely going to wrap Phase 3 and then figure out our plan because we know our schedules have been wonky and a disaster.
Yeah.
So we were trying to make it all work.
But we love you guys, and that's what's important.
That is what's important. I'm fucking loving this. If you have not already, please leave a rating and review. Subscribe to us on iTunes, podcast app, or wherever you're listening to this. And also, join the Patreon. You can join at the smallest level to be invited to...
Fun stuff.
To the fun stuff. To this. We are live recording. We do live movie watch-alongs. We're taking a real-life field trip.
Yeah.
To Universal Studios in Orlando.
I truly can't wait.
Oh my God, it's going to be
so fucking
sick.
You're going to have to tranquilize me. I'm going to be so excited.
The day will inevitably get ruined by 9 a.m. when Nicole is like, I can't go on. I've shit myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My feet, my back is my feet.
We're going to have to stay somewhere very close because I anticipate you having to leave at some point.
Yeah.
That's why we're also getting the one-time fast passes.
Good bathrooms there for shitting?
Yeah. It's a theme park in Florida. Everyone has diarrhea. That's part of the experience.
Perfect. All right, you guys. Well, that's the episode.
That's it. We love you guys. We will be back. We will let our patrons know when we're watching Captain Marvel, when we're watching Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home. We love you. We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.